Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hello, Tom and Cecil. I just wanted to make a comment about episode 429. I noticed that it seemed deeply ironic that you talk about an article by Liz Crokin who talks about human trafficking rings and how Hillary Clinton is raping children, and yet there's an actual story about a real child sex ring that's been unearthed that she doesn't seem to mention. Glory hole, motherfucker.
Hey, Tom and Cecil, this is Brian from East Bumfuck, Pennsylvania. I just finished listening to your last episode, and you're talking about the guy named Dick Plows. Well, I got a better one for you. In college, I was writing some bullshit literary criticism paper. It was fucking miserable. And I came across a guy, editor of a book. I swear to God, his name was Q.G. Dick. And it really just made my life so much better at that moment. Glory hole, motherfucker.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 430. Of Cognitive Dissonance. And Cecil, I am a little worried about this episode. I'm not going to lie to you, buddy. I'm not sure it was such a slow news week.
Yeah.
What the fuck we're going to talk about.
And there's much to say.
There, you know, it happens sometimes where you're looking through the news. You're like, you know, I want to see what's going on. Is there going to be anything for the show? Is there anything interesting that happened this week?
I have one thing that is. So okay. Let me tell you.
Okay, because I had an answer too. Yeah.
This last week, we talked about Anthony Magnabosco maybe talking to Liz Crokin. And so I go on Twitter and some people have tweeted at both Anthony and Liz.
Oh my God.
And
did they start talking?
And so Anthony came back with, wow, you guys need new spank material. And I don't disagree, Anthony.
I like, okay.
Well, here's the thing. I said I would masturbate to it forever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I need that spank material is what I need.
Right.
But I did have an opportunity to go to Liz's Twitter.
You did?
I was just like, you know what? Why don't I look at it? Because somebody went out of trouble to find it. So I found it. And how many followers do you think she has, Tom?
I don't, this is going to be a question that feels like a trick question. I'm going to go lowball and say she's got 400 followers.
She has 88,000 followers on Twitter.
Excuse me.
88,000 followers. I just want to say to our audience really quick, I know a lot of you don't like us on Twitter. I know that you've just been, maybe you don't have a Twitter, or maybe you do and you haven't followed us on Twitter. It hurts my heart that she has 88,000. I know that it might not be real or whatever, but you know, if you guys could take a second, just a second, go log in your Twitter account and follow us on Twitter.
And I think too that I could say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
We have to talk about the Cohen story.
Absolutely.
So
deep state.
Holy shit. The deep state is getting real.
Deep state.
And they have somehow found their way to Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney. This is the craziest shit ever. So, you know, as everybody knows, Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, who, by the way, I have to say, like, I don't like Donald Trump, obviously, very much. I think most of the shit he tweets is fucking awful.
That one tweet is funny as fuck.
He tweeted a tweet, which makes me laugh.
That tweet is funny as fuck.
It's something like, if anybody is in need of a good personal attorney, I do not recommend Michael Cohen.
It's so fucking funny. It is super funny.
So, you know, Michael Cohen took a plea deal. And I have to say, like, as part of the plea deal, he pled guilty to violating campaign finance law. And he specifically said that the hush money that was paid to both Stormy Daniels and McDougal to cover up the affairs or whatever that Trump had with them, he specifically said that money was arranged for at the behest of a federal candidate.
Yeah.
Obviously talking about Trump.
Yeah. And it says, and from this article that we're reading, this one is from the BBC. It says, under U.S. election rules, any payments made with the aim of influencing a vote must be reported.
Yeah. So
I want to just pause there. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Like you got to pay people not to say stuff, but then you just got to tell people that you did.
Well, so the question there's, and I saw an interesting video that was put out by David Pakman. And he said that, you know, there's a break in the law no matter what. So Trump has come out afterwards and he said, look, you know, I knew about these payments, but I knew about them after the payments were already made. The money didn't come from my campaign. The money came from me personally. So now he's come all the way around full circle.
Because
right?
He initially denied these.
He denied this.
It was on like one of those chips or whatever. He had his fucking goofy hat on too big.
Air Force One, it was too big for his goddamn head.
Right. And he's like, I never did any of that. It's all fake news.
Right. And now the news is less fake.
Not so fake.
He said in an interview with Trump, nothing he did with those ladies was deep.
No.
Can
you imagine Trump doing oral on either of those?
God.
Like, imagine. Okay, so the dude's got a roast of a face. Like, how wide? You'd have to, like, it's like you're riding a pommel horse.
It's like a full straddle split.
Like,
just
to get
Jesus
Christ,
done.
It's like the back end of a mule to get it in there. Like, his whole face is huge.
There had to be a moment for both of those women where Trump took his fucking shirt off. Right? Pause. Everybody stop and think about what that fucking...
Unless you're eating.
Lumpy, hairy, 70 fucking whatever year old man takes his fucking shirt off and fucking looks at you with whatever look is in his fucking beady little eyes. And you've got to be thinking like, how much money am I going to get for this? How much? I mean, like, there is a repugnance to that man that I can't even...
What I hate about this story the most is that they're talking about him as a sexual being. And I'm just like, that's disgusting. Like, it's just so nasty. And now you're just like, great, what do you want me to think about again? Because I don't want to think about this. You know, you have all these people that are anti-gay because once in a while they like close both their eyes and they're like, I think he puts his pee-pee in the other guy's butt and they freak out.
Yeah.
Like, this is
orders of magnitude worse.
An assault on all the senses. It's so bad. But he, you know, he basically paid this person off. And one of the things he tweeted out that day, Tom, was he said something to the effect of, yeah, Michael Cohen just confessed to two things that aren't crimes.
Yeah. Well, he said
and I'm like, look, if I went into the fucking police station and I was like, hey, guys, I ate the last yogurt, lock me up, you know, and then the Trump supporters behind me are like, lock him up. Like, they're not going to lock you up. Like, you can't confess to something that isn't a crime. They'll just be like, great. Okay. Nope. You didn't water your grass this morning. Okay. You can't plead guilty to that.
Yeah. There has to be a charge. Like, he's a fucking attorney. You think that, like, as an attorney, he's going to be like, the judge is like, this isn't a crime. We're going to have to write a crime in order for him to be guilty.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And the thing is, like,
worst, so stupid tweet you've ever seen.
So Trump went on Fox and he said, like, look, I knew about the payments. I knew about them after the fact. The money came from my personal account, not my campaign account. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's still a crime involved. Because if it came from the campaign money, then that money, you know, that then that was a violation of campaign finance law. But if it came from his personal funds, it should have been, as you noted before, should have been disclosed.
Disclosed, yeah.
So either way, there's a fucking federal crime. I don't know how he gets out of this now because he went on fucking Fox and Friends and said it.
He said he did it.
He said, like, we are in a place where it's out loud and there's no takesies, backsies. The question isn't if now, it's which.
Yeah.
Which crime is more much true?
Yeah.
Certainly, one of these things happened by his own fucking out loud and everything admission. This is a guy, like, doesn't know when to just shut the fuck up and not say anything.
Yeah.
Just don't, like, you ever watch that video? I know you watched that video. I think you sent it to me where it's like, there's like a law professor's like, you ever get stopped by the cops?
27 minutes of the same thing.
Don't say shit.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything except for where's my, this guy should watch that video. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't tweet crazy shit.
What's crazy is that it's on Fox and Friends.
I know. That's, why didn't they edit that out?
Then somebody's just like, maybe we should just not air this, everybody.
I was thinking that, like, was there a moment where, like, Fox was like, God damn it, this is news.
Yeah.
And we sometimes do that.
But really only, Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, there's definitely a different spin on Fox, but I think that, you know, they have the same drives that every other
financial
news organization has. I was shocked about this, Tom, mostly because the Manafort thing that happened the same day seemed to eclipse this. And I was like, no. The Cohen thing is the big deal.
It's the only deal.
The Manafort thing, everybody was talking about it constantly. And I'm like, he's guilty. And I don't think that shocked anybody.
No.
It didn't shock a single person. So, like, yeah, he's guilty and he's got, there's a possibility of up to 80 years and they still have 11 or 13 more counts that they can still try against him if they choose to do that because they were mistrials in the thing.
Right.
So there's, I mean, there's, this guy is, that guy's fucked.
Yeah, he's super
That guy's
fucked.
Super fucked. Yeah. So, you know, but that doesn't have I know that everybody's talking about that in the sense, like, because there is something to be said about, I know it's going back many years, but there is a Russia connection there that I think everybody was sort of thinking about. Right. And this really doesn't have that. This doesn't have that same thing.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because this could be the thing, you know, the unindicted co-conspirator talk that they did with Nixon when they got Nixon. This is the same thing. This is the same level of, he might be out in a couple of months because of this. Here's what I'm hoping happens. I'm hoping that this piece of campaign reform type thing is the thing that he gets taken out of office for. And then after he's out of office is when they start laying all the charges of him being a treasonous fuckhead, if they do exist.
Oh, so they put him in actual jail.
So he can't pardon himself. Right. So he can't be like part or have somebody like close to him, like his vice president pardon.
So I got
to
ask you, like, do you think this is going to matter?
I do. I do think that this is going to matter. If it doesn't matter in the actual sort of Senate right now, it will matter in midterms. They're already talking about stopping this current vote for the new Kavanaugh. They're already starting to talk about this current because the Supreme Court is now looking for another place to fill. Once Kennedy said he was going to step down, they've nominated this person, Kavanaugh, who has a record, a very right-wing record, and he would not be the swing vote that Kennedy is.
Right,
and
for
so,
sure.
And so they were talking about maybe postponing this, but now they're talking about postponing it. And they were talking about postponing it because of midterms, but now they're talking about postponing it because it might be illegitimate if he's, you know,
a criminal. If we have a criminal president.
A criminal president.
But we do have a criminal. Like, let's be clear.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think right now as far as whether you approve of his performance.
Yeah.
By his own admission.
Yeah.
We have a criminal president.
Yeah.
That's just a thing now.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets impeached. I just don't see it. I don't think that there, because it's such a political fucking process. It has nothing to do with truth. It has nothing to do with anything other than
possible.
Politics,
it's
right?
Very possible. Yeah.
So I have like no, and I'm kind of okay with that. What I hope that this does is it lame ducks him.
Yeah.
I hope that this hamstrings him so that he becomes basically just like a fucking loud, angry child.
Yeah.
I worry that Trump, as a loud, angry child, will use the unilateral powers of the presidency to do damage to this country out of spite. Yeah. I would not put that past this guy at all.
Yeah.
I would not put it past him to get us into a war, to distract from all of this shit. We made this bet. And the fact that we now have to sleep in it is a fucking national travesty. And it's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
This is an embarrassment. Like, that we elected this guy? And that, like, now there's all this? Like, I mean, like, there's never going to be a time in U.S. history where we didn't do this to ourselves.
Who's that guy on the other side of the glory hole? It's Jesus.
Holy shit. This fucking story is from churchandstate.org. New York bishop rape shames abuse victims. Boys are culpable for their actions at 7 years old. Now, that's a bit of a misleading title, but not real misleading. So this is in reference to Bishop Robert Cunningham. Now, he's the guy, the bishop of the Diocese of Syracuse, New York. And when he is being asked questions about whether or not children were partly to blame for the abuse, he said, the age of reason is 7. So if you're at least 7, you're culpable for your actions. Now, I know that that's the position of the church, is that there's an age of reason. At the age of reason, culpability, responsibility for your actions becomes a thing. But that isn't how being victimized works. And like, we've talked about this before. It's like the fucking easiest thing to get right is to say, no, kids are never responsible for being raped. Literally nothing a kid could do ever.
Yeah.
Go walk around with a fucking lubed up asshole and a sign that says, fuck me here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any difference. No. A kid is never responsible for being raped.
Yeah. I just want to point out too, I talked about this.
Yeah.
This was something I brought up, this age of reason thing. I brought this up maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And I had said, maybe one of the reasons why these priests do this sort of thing is they think that these people are, these children are older than they actually are because the church treats them like quasi adults. At a certain point, they say you have responsibility for your sins. And like I said, it was about 7 years old. And we talked about this on the show.
I know.
And I said, yeah, the age of reason might be real problematic. And here's a guy saying, no, the age of reason, that's why they're culpable.
It's like, the thing is, like, even if that was an adult is never culpable for being raped. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter, like, what your decision-making process was, right? And I was thinking about this. It's like, it's so easy to not get this wrong, right? There is no woman that could be in your home that would not be safe, right? There is no wallet that could be left on your doorstep that you would steal because you're not a fucking thief and you're not a rapist. Like, the people who steal your shit are thieves. That's it. It's not a matter of like, well, I got really tempted, and so it's kind of your fault for tempting me. That is an argument made by people who are criminals and just
want to get out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
They
want to offset some of that.
Right.
Blame. Yeah.
Then the only reason then we're not doing things is because we're afraid we're going to get caught.
Yeah.
Which means that, like, internally, we're always like, is the only thing that's ever holding us back from doing the wrong thing is a set of consequences, not because there's some internal drive that says the wrong thing is fucking wrong.
Well, you got to think about too. I've talked to many people who are religious who say the reason why they don't do things is because they think God's watching them. The reason I remember having a vividly conversation with a guy who I used to work with, who I said, well, I'm good because I'm good. And he's like, well, if there was no God, I would just go out there right now and just take money out of the register. I'm like, if you took money out of the register, you'd be fired. I'm like, that's not like there's already consequences right now. You don't have to wait till later.
Right.
Like, you get consequences tomorrow.
But
the problem is that there are people out there who have this mindset and they think, oh, there's a consequence out there. There's a, you know, some big hillbilly in the sky who's watching me.
The thing is that, like, if you are that guy, or if you are the kind of person that the only reason you don't engage in the wrong behavior, whatever the wrong behavior is because you're afraid of the consequences, then you're a bad person. Like you are even if you never do the thing, you are an unethical person. Because as soon as the veneer of respectability falls away, at your heart, what you want is to steal or behave poor. Like you don't care about other people. You don't care about what's fair, what's right. Those things don't matter to you. All that matters is you, what you want, and if you can get away with it. And that is the absolute root of being unethical. So like, I guess like at some point, like just admit like, yeah, I'm a shitty person and I'm just afraid. Because like what that means is like you're a shitty person who is also a coward. And that's the reason you don't misbehave, is you're afraid. So you're both a shithead and a coward. There's no way out of
sure.
that.
Yeah.
These guys are people that like would look at a second grader and be like, well, it's not real clear if maybe
they had,
I mean, like what if they had a real tempting asshole?
The second grader's like, well, for Christmas, I want a pillow pet and a heavy pet. I want a transformer and I want to be an oral performer. It's just, I mean, and you're right. Like no second grader can seductively bat their eyes at you and become culpable in any of that stuff.
Right.
Like it's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. I remember when I was a young, like very, very young, maybe 5 or 6, I had a crush on my babysitter.
Right.
And I used to want to give her a hug all the time and lay with her all the time. And I had a huge crush on her. My babysitter didn't rape me. My babysitter could have probably raped me though. Right. There was an acceptance. I wanted some contact with my babysitter because she was a beautiful teenager. Right. And I saw her and thought she was gorgeous. And so I wanted to be around her. I know your son had a similar thing with his aunt, right?
Right.
He always wanted to be around his aunt because his aunt was beautiful. And so like I understand that, right? And there's a chance there, right? Like that person could abuse that in some way, but they're not disgusting.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Right.
That's it.
And if the only thing that holds you back from doing anytime there's a right and wrong, right? Yeah. And like, most of the time, let's be honest, right and wrong is most of the time pretty fucking easy and pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
We pretend that it's complicated, but it's not. Most of the time, what's right and what's wrong is pretty fucking cut and dry. When the only thing that holds you back from doing the wrong thing is that you're too much of a coward to face the fucking consequences, that just means you're a shitty person.
Yeah. And then,
who is also a coward.
Well, and then you have at this point somebody who's saying, look, you know, there's a person here on this side who's just like, look, it's their fault more than it's mine, or it's their fault equal to these other priests. It's their fault as much.
Right.
And it's just somebody who's just, like you said, if they're a coward, the reason why they're also a coward when it comes to all the consequences of the shitty stuff they've done.
Yeah.
So they're a coward then too, and they want to try to deflect as much blame as they can. I don't want to be completely to blame here. Yeah, maybe I did a couple things that were bad, but they're also...
I'm curious where you stand on this. This is from the New York Times. Silent Sam Confederate statue is toppled at University of North Carolina. Silent Sam is a Confederate statue that stood in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the university there. And there was a demonstration. Students surrounded the statue. They put up some barriers in place. They held arms in concentric circles. And they worked and they knocked that statue down. Statue had been standing for... like 50 or 100 years, a long time.
Yeah. I saw a funny meme and it said, who would win? And it said, it had the statue of Silent Sam and it just had a rope and it said, or ropey boy. I just thought it was really funny. I was funny. Like, who would win? Yeah, we know who won.
Right. So yeah, like they knocked the statue down and then, you know, you've got an interesting argument and I can see genuinely both sides of it. So I'm curious how you feel about this story.
Well, I think right now I'm slowly, as time goes on, I'm sort of forgetting Silent Sam. I don't know who he was. I don't know anything about him. Uh-huh. Like the longer the statue stays on the ground, Tom, the more it's like Back to the Future where things disappear and you don't remember the past because of it. So I'm gonna do my best.
Okay.
To understand.
Because without
to
a statue, how do we know what happened?
So, slavery in this country was practiced for 100+ years and was absolutely abhorrent. We split families up. We, you know, the people who lived here, I don't want to say we, cause I'm an immigrant, so fuck you. But the families that were here split other families up, split up wives and took babies away and had their way with people, like, you know, raped them and, you know, did awful shit, killed them when they wanted to, worked them to death. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible human atrocity, period. Human atrocity.
Yeah.
I would not feel any remorse whatsoever if someone pulled down a Himmler statue. I would be like, yeah, I'll remember who that is. I'll know who that is. I don't need any reminders of who that is.
Right.
So the idea that someone is removing the representation of an atrocity that happened in this country does not affect me at all.
Yeah. So it doesn't, the sort of the lawlessness and like the vigilantism of it.
I don't care.
You're
about
okay.
I'm
with
okay
it
with it.
Because of the nature, I
wouldn't do it.
Right.
Like I wouldn't do that. But at the end of the day, it happened.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I was curious how you were going to stand on it, but like, I feel very similarly. Like we have this monument was put up by the Daughters of the Confederacy,
we talked about that on Citation Needed.
Citation Needed. So it's a group of people that has been trying to change the narrative of the Confederate South from one that was really a narrative that defended slavery and was willing to engage in acts of sedition and treason in order to maintain that tradition of inhumanity, right? And they try to change that narrative into this Northern aggression bullshit and, you know, the honor of the South and all the rest of that garbage. None of that is historically accurate.
Yeah, it's not true.
And like when this statue was put up, there was a speaker the day that the statue was erected. There was a speaker who stood in front of that statue and jubilantly declared that just 100 yards away from this statue, he had horsewhipped a Negro woman for offending a white woman until her skirt hung in tatters. So like, I know that there are people who've got their fucking pearls in hand that are like, oh my God, we are just letting the vigilantes have their way. But like at some point, like when the mob is right, and this is a difficult spot, right? Mm-hmm. This is a difficult spot, but there are some questions which are right and wrong and are easy answers, right?
Yeah.
They're easy.
Yeah.
And this is an easy answer issue. So like, fucking tear that shit down.
I want to read one part of the article though, because it says protesters tried to bury the fallen statue's head in the North Carolina dirt. And it's like, you people are fucking weird, man. like there's a level, and that's super weird. That's all I'm saying.
Bury the head. Well, it's still attached to the rest of the statue. Now it's just upside down.
Yeah. And also, it's not like it was alive. Like, we don't have to bury its head.
It wasn't a statue of an ostrich.
Yeah.
Right? Just.
Ready to stick it in the glory hole? Get links to their Facebook, Twitter, and if you still use it, Google Plus account at their website, dissonancepod.com. If you need to be all discreet about it, contact them by email at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a ransom message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Want to hear Cognitive Dissonance commercial-free and gain access to exclusive content, including full patron-only shows? Head to patreon.com/dissonancepod and become a patron to support the show on a per-episode basis. Love commercials? Not ready to become a patron? Give the guys a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Or tell your buddies in the drunk tank about the show. We want to send a big, sloppy glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
This is just a funny story. It's from the New York Times. Trump says Hispanic American border agent speaks perfect English.
Jesus Christ.
So President Trump made the remark during an event honoring basically ICE folks. And when he called this guy out, like he called this dude out, he's a Hispanic ICE guy.
He basically says, he's like, hey, the guy who was responsible for this stuff that happened, 78 people he found or whatever. And he's like, why don't you come up here? And as the guy's getting out of his seat and working his way up to the front of the room, he says to the audience, he speaks perfect English.
Just blurts it out like we should all be shocked. Look, I know he's Hispanic, but wow.
Could you imagine
that guy speak perfect English?
Could you imagine if he called up a black accountant and he was just like, don't worry, he knows how to do maths. Like, I mean, like, how racist is that?
if this guy speaks perfect English and he stood on stage with Trump, he would be the only one on that stage speaking perfect English. Also, he speaks English perfectly. So I just, you look at this and it's like, this guy is kind of unbelievable, the kind of nonsense
the
he gets
of stuff
away with.
He says. Yeah, it's almost like he's going to be like, say goodbye to your gringo buckets. You know what I mean? Like, he's like that. Where you remember that scene when he's like, yeah, this is certified by real life Mexicans. Do you remember we're listening
to
them?
I
to
do the Jim Baker.
It's the same thing.
It's like treating people that are Hispanic like they're like something to point at and be like, look at him. He can ride a bicycle. Holy shit.
Look at that guy.
A Mexican on a bicycle, just like real people.
My goodness.
Oh my God. Can he drive a car?
Does he wear pants?
Can we teach him to read?
Unbelievable.
Woo.
Is he wearing one of those weird hats, though?
Oh my God.
Is it a sombrero? Is whatever they call it. Look at that.
Unfucking real.
Speaks perfect English.
Speaks perfect
English. Says a man who can't read and write.
Says a man who can't spell things correctly on Twitter.
Right.
Your phone has autocorrect.
Everybody has a way of interpreting them to be the truth or not truth. There's no such thing, unfortunately, more of fact.
Oh my God. I don't know what to do anymore. New York Times. Giuliani, who is Trump's new-ish personal lawyer, says truth isn't truth in defense of Trump's legal strategy. So I want to read the transcript from what was actually said. This was on Meet the Press. So they're talking about like the worry about a perjury trap. So part of the reason he doesn't want to talk to Mueller, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, is because he can't even tell one lie. And now they're talking about,
like, he can't even tell one lie.
He can't even tell a lie. How is he supposed to get out of trouble if he doesn't lie about it?
How is he supposed to get on television?
So like now they're talking about how he would not want Giuliani as the attorney wouldn't want Trump to testify, so he gets trapped into perjury. And so the response is, and when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry. Well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth, Mr. Giuliani said. So Mr. Todd says, truth is truth.
Can we just stop there for a second? What I would like to do is play that tap song for truth.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, can we just, you know, have a burial? What, you know what happened is we pulled the statue of truth downtown. That's what happened.
Yeah, we buried its fucking head. We mouth fucked it a little first, and then we buried its fucking head.
We came on its face in a big circle.
Truth is truth, Mr. Todd insisted. Giuliani said, no, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. As he says this, Mr. Todd leaned his head onto his hand and said, truth isn't truth. And then he looked up and said, this is going to become a bad meme because we are now in a place where like we can watch reality cease to matter in real time.
Yeah. It's like that one Simpsons where it's like, I can watch her heartbreak. It's heartbreak right now.
Slow this down. Yeah. I can see the exact moment.
It was right there. And it's funny too, because you could just slow down. You don't even have to slow it down because it's already a slow motion car wreck, this entire process. But this harkens back, you know, this is not a new concept. This concept has been around since the beginning of the Trump presidency. I don't know if you remember, we were listening to a woman who said facts aren't
alternative facts.
Well, they're alternative facts. But then another lady we played on the show said, The problem is today that facts are not facts.
Right.
Like she said facts are not facts. And you're like, okay, well, we have come to a point, like you said earlier, like the perfect postmodern point where we're just like, there's no objective truth. It's all subjective.
Like even like basic questions about did this thing happen? Yeah. When did it occur? We are not willing to concede that. Like we're at a place where like the leader of the free world is not willing to concede whether something happened or not is a real. Like we're not willing to say that is a real anymore.
Yeah.
We're willing to say like, depends on whether I can get away with it depends on what happened.
It's really interesting. And it's funny too, because I wonder, you know, we're talking earlier about Trump and, you know, what the consequences are. I wonder what another group of people would say if those consequences come back and there's, you know, there's clearly court documents and
evidence that says that this happened, that, you know, he paid these the prostitutes. Well, I mean, I guess kind of.
I mean, if you get paid to have sex with somebody.
Here's the thing. Like at
now
a certain,
we're just quibbling about the price. Yeah.
No, I don't know, man. I think at a certain point, like when you're getting that much money for it, you're not a prostitute anymore. Now you're a fucking job creator. But in any case, they might see it and they might say something like, I don't believe it. I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. And this is already happening with some of the Q stuff where that something will come out and they'll be like, no, that's just what that is it somebody in that Q is control or whatever. I don't even know. Fuck it. I'm not going to pretend to know.
Right.
But in any case, you know, they're going to say something along the lines of that's not a real thing. And it's happened. And where you're just like, no, that's, or Trump will say something and they'll deny it. I mean, it's to that point where we're,
it's to the point where
mass delusion. Yeah, it's like a mass delusion.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. Because now what truth is it's like all of a sudden, everybody is living in a choose your own adventure book and everyone's got their finger on the decision page.
Yeah.
You know, and you're flipping forward like, oh, I didn't like that one. I'll just go back and make the other choice. And it's like, that's not what happened though.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Crazy. It's from ABC News. Indonesian woman irked by mosque noise convicted of blasphemy. This is like, this reminds me of Sharon.
This is
living across from a church.
Fucking amazing, man.
So this fucking Chinese woman lived like near a mosque and the mosque was like fucking loud. It was fella Allah Akbaring her like super loud. So she's like, that's real loud. And they're like, enjoy prison.
And then hold on a second, because it says mobs burned and ransacked at least 14 Buddhist temples throughout this place. And it said a port town in Sumatra in a July 2016 riot following reports of this complaint about the mosque's noisy loudspeakers. They ransacked 14 Buddhist temples because somebody said they were loud. They were so mad about being loud that they fucking were really loud.
Yeah, but their God was okay with them being loud. Can you imagine like your neighbors are having a party and you're just like, you know what? Fuck you. You're really loud. And the neighbors are just like, all right, we're going to burn down Pittsburgh. Yeah. Like, that's it.
I'm going to be a little louder. I'm going to get my gun. I can't believe it's just so crazy.
This is crazy.
That is genuinely insane.
After the first half a dozen Buddhist temples that you burn, are you like,
yeah,
okay, guys, have we addressed this bitch's fucking noise complaint yet? Or do we have, because there's another eight on our stop. It's like there's like a mob crawl, like a pub crawl for mobs.
They just burn everything down. And there's one asshole in the back with one of those cranky things that makes the noise. There's a guy with a kazoo.
You know the guy at the mosque who's in charge of the loudspeakers, just like grinning, like turns it the fuck up. Jeez. Yeah, who's fucking talking now, motherfuckers?
He invites Spinal Tap to turn it up to 11. Okay. I get it. You know, you want to be the religion of peace. I get it. I get it. You want a makeover. I get it. Stop fucking turning into a mob because somebody said you were loud. That's the first step. The first step, guys, is admitting you have a problem. Okay. That's the first step.
Yeah. Like, remember when we talked earlier about like when the mob tears down a statue that like is a monument to racism and violence? Yeah. That's good mob. Yeah.
Good mob.
Bad mob. Bad mob is. Yeah. Did that woman say that the mosque was too loud?
Yeah.
Let's like burn a dozen and a quarter buildings. Like just fucking just keep.
What the fuck? Shit.
What does that have? Does the mosque less loud now?
I know, right? Like it doesn't even address her concern. She's going to come home from prison. It's still going to be loud.
It's fucking insane.
It'd be funny if the prison was next door to her house and she had to listen to it for 18 months or whatever. She's
God.
That's demonic, everybody. It is absolutely demonic.
This story's from Right Wing Watch. Firefighter prophet Mark Taylor says the military is gearing for underground war with pedophiles.
Firefighter prophet?
So, Cecil, when you read that headline and you read the word underground,
yeah, I mean, hidden pedophiles, right? Like they're secret pedophiles. Yeah, like hidden ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's play it.
Right now, Underground's being exposed as well. The underground child sacrifices, the sex trafficking rings. Where's that stuff taking place at, Sam? Underground.
Wait, does he mean like literal underground?
Under the ground.
Wait, so they...
Like Morlocks.
Why can't you sacrifice a kid in like your loft apartment? Like, why is that not... Like, you look at some of these places, like especially Podesta or whatever, he's got a giant loft building. What does he have to go underground for? Just do it right in the middle of there. You got a nice skylight shining down on this kid. You got a fireplace going in the corner. You could put black candles all up this motherfucker. Like, it'd be super awesome.
Plus, when you're breathing heavy, you don't want all that radon from the basement in your lungs.
Exactly. And, you know, when you're burning this kid as a burnt offering, you can at least put him underneath the hood, that really nice fucking, like, Viking hood you have in the kitchen.
Because down below, you've got carbon monoxide problems from all those cremations.
And then you
got
to wipe the soot off your wine collection. After you're done. Why do that?
We got a fucking cask of Amontillado, all these kids, just fucking wall them up.
Do it underground.
Underground.
Does he make any sense?
This is a guy who, like,
what is it?
Read about underground railroads. Like, really? The railroad is under the ground?
So was like, it like
all the way from the south to the north?
Choo choo, motherfucker! Like,
in the tunnels. I mean, literally, all the stuff's being exposed. Look at Jeffrey Epstein Island. They're finding he was spending $18 million to fill in those tunnels. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they had underground tunnels where they were doing the child sacrifice. They were having a dining room where they had cannibalism going on.
Underground? Why? That just seems, okay, first off, don't put your dining room in the basement. Unless you're in like a garden level apartment you can't afford, you can't do anything else.
Right.
But otherwise, dining room in the basement?
It's just
not
weird.
It's not good.
It's awkward. Sometimes you want a little little natural light.
Get a little musty smell down there sometimes.
When you're serving up like leg of Republican or whatever they're eating.
Little kids.
Is it exclusively kids?
They never eat
adults. Adults just get like gamey and rangy or what?
Yeah. I mean, come on. You want to eat. You got to catch them when they're young because they're tender.
Most Americans are pretty fucking sedentary. I would think that meat would be pretty well marbled.
Yeah, but I just think it gets old after a certain point. You'd probably have to just cook it slow and they don't want to wait.
That's true, I mean?
They want to just flash it on a grill and just, you know, like, let's get on with our day. Come on, I don't have 36 hours to sous vide this Republican. I just want to flash this on the grill.
When you're in the mood for long pork, you're in the mood for long
pork.
Yeah.
Did you serve that with a mint sauce, you think?
It cuts down again. Like, I think it goes to your point. If it's a little gamey,
it does kind of cut it down a little bit. Add a little mint sauce to that, yeah. Maybe a chimichurri would be good with a kid.
Mm.
Especially a kid named Jimmy. Jimmy Churri would be amazing. That would be delicious.
It's all going on underground. Now, the Lord showed me something. Why is it going on underground? Because, number one, they don't have any resistance underground.
What? The dirt is like, because like, we're just being hyper literal about this thing. Like, underground, wouldn't dirt offer resistance to the digging of these tunnels?
Well, and also, like, what is the Lord? It's like, oh, I can't see him out of sight, out of mind. I guess I can't see him underneath that ground there. Whoopsie.
Like, everything in my basement is just like international waters. What the fuck? There's no resistance underground. Is there a different level of resistance above ground?
Yeah, like if you're just in your house, it's the same level of concealed as underground.
I don't understand, like, are people like, are you a pedophile? Well, I was in a tunnel. Fuck, what can we do about it? Check the law books. Does it say anything about fucking kids in tunnels? No.
You're like a pirate underground.
What the fucking, what do you mean?
The letter of mark to go out and.
What resistance? Like the fucking Ewoks fighting the stormtroopers? What are you kidding me?
And number two, they're closer to the entities digging down that they're trying to invoke.
Oh my God. He thinks there's fucking demons underground.
We're getting like 7 feet closer to him.
He thinks there's like demons under there. He doesn't know they're at Quiznos. He has no idea. He doesn't realize.
You should check the cooler. They're really there with the coyotes.
They're always
it's fine. They're just like cooling off. It's been a hot summer. I'm trying to get nice and freshen up.
Oh God.
I just wanted a turkey ranch and Swiss. You're in my tunnels fucking these kids.
Can you imagine?
Smells like weird sex stuff
going
down there.
Through life thinking that under your feet,
there's a real demon.
That's like,
did you?
When you were,
as you're walking, it's like touching the ground underneath you. I can almost get you.
Like if you dig, do they think that if you dig too deep, you can get to hell?
They must.
Do you think that if you had like, if you had a big enough shovel,
these are the same people though that think a Babel is a thing, like the Tower of Babel.
Well, that's what I mean. Right? Like, is like the devil like going to look up one day and there's going to be like pebbles hitting him in the head, and there's just going to be like this beam of light, and somebody's going to be like, I didn't order a skylight in hell. What the fuck? And like, we just,
everybody who's drilling for water, he just tapes a note and be like, go 75 feet west. Stop drilling into my living room.
Holy shit.
You keep fucking up the direct TV.
My signal's all fucked up. Thanks a lot, Mark Taylor.
You're so stupid that you think there's little demons underground.
Can I ask, when you were...
So ridiculous, Tom. Come on, it's stupid. It's stupid, though.
Do religious people believe that hell's physically a real place?
I never thought it was a real place. When I was religious, it never occurred to me that it would be
real. I thought it was a spiritual place.
Same thing with heaven. I don't know if it was like, you know, like you're flying into 747 and you're just like, hey, Dad!
Yeah, right.
Like I just,
Like I didn't think anybody believes that. I thought it was a spiritual.
This guy thinks it's
Iowa. Like this guy thinks you could get like you could Google Maps your way down there.
Admittedly, though, this guy probably thinks there's like a center to the earth, though. Like I this is not the only conspiracy weird shit this guy believes.
Like dinosaurs and shit, like Journey to the Center of the Earth, where it's like.
Yeah.
Like there's, my God. Yeah.
So now what we have come up with is a strategy to repent, because what happens when you repent? You disarm the enemy. You take away their legal right. So now it helps in your spiritual warfare, not your prayer. That's for God, warfare of the enemy. So in.
I don't know what any of that meant.
Holy
nothing.
Shit.
Like none of the things he said right now, I was like, whatever, bro.
It takes away their legal right. These guys talk about like the legal rights.
I've heard
of
that
demons.
A couple times. Yeah, legal rights. Yeah.
What the fucking like? Where are these books? Like the legal book? Like you're just like, well, according to subsection 3, paragraph 2, article 9.
In your warfare toward the enemy, we want to disarm the enemy first, which would be repentance. So we're repenting for what's going on. On the land, which we've been doing a great job on, now we're going underground and we're doing it. Mm-hmm. We're repenting for what's going on underground. We need to disarm.
Why do I have to repent for things I didn't do? How would that even work?
It doesn't even make any
sense.
My
understanding of repentance is like where I'm like, I made a mistake and I feel bad about it. Like, isn't that repentance? Repentance is asking somebody you didn't wrong to forgive you so that you feel better about it in the sky.
It has to be something, you know, that's related to you. Like, I wouldn't repent for someone else's adultery, right? That wouldn't make any sense, right? I want to repent for my own adultery, the lots of adultery that I've committed, the multitudes of adultery that I've committed throughout my relationship. I want to be able to repent for that stuff.
I want you to be able
but
to,
but I don't. So.
Harm the enemy. So that's why they're doing that. They're closer to the entities they're invoking. And of course, it's a secret. But they have no resistance. The only resistance, you've got to remember this, the only resistance the enemy has is from me and you. And if we're not going underground, so to speak, and dealing with
like them, physically?
Like physically.
Like physically going underground physically. Into the rape tunnels to say you're sorry with to Jesus.
And you got to wave your cross around with all the...
And then
water
like,
that shoots
it's
out of it.
Like this is all very literal. So like the demons have like swords and they're like, oh, I dropped my sword because you said you were sorry to Jesus.
I don't have a legal right to that sword anymore.
God damn it. I would pick it up, but the, you know, I don't want to break the law. Yeah. I don't want to break the law. I'm just a rape demon.
Evil. I am just the embodiment of evil, but I don't want to look. Even I have rules.
It's like the demons like, I can't go in the ladies restroom. There's a sign that says ladies. What do you, I mean? It's a sign, people.
Come on.
Those
now.
Issues and repenting for that, they have zero resistance and they know it. So it's time for the resistance, man. You know what I mean? It's time. It's
hashtag
time to start
resistance. No.
Yeah. So now, you know.
Hashtag.
Oh my God. What the fuck was that?
I think he got a little excited.
Oh my God.
I think that's what happened. I will say that the audio does not do this piece justice. I will say this guy, he physically bounced in his seat when he said hashtag resistance. And then he put up two of his fingers on each hand to do a hashy taggy symbol while he was bouncing. I'm just going to relay what I saw. That's all.
Like
that's
a kid why, at Christmas.
That's why Tom said that, because he got real excited about it.
Oh my God.
I think he was just excited that he told a joke.
I came up with a hashtag. Yeah. It's going to go viral.
So it's time to literally start repenting for what's going on under the ground in these tunnels, this, that, and the other, disarm the enemy so that we can go after it. Now, it's awfully funny, too. I read an article where the military is literally training to start fighting underground because so much of that's going on underground right now.
As opposed to, like, they never considered fighting underground before.
Okay.
The military is like, well, what if they had a tunnel? Well, I don't know. We haven't thought about digging since World War I.
We haven't thought about tunnels since, I don't know, Vietnam.
I mean, like,
where we used to have to follow them in the tunnels in Vietnam.
We've been digging trenches since World War I. Well,
and also just the idea, like, okay, how different is that from, I don't know, being in a building? Like, how different is it?
No, I was going to say, like, the way we deal with it now, it's like, I don't know, keep dropping bombs on until the tunnel collapses.
Hey, can we throw another cluster bomb in there?
Just keep putting stuff in there until everything that's alive isn't alive anymore.
Look, here's the thing. We'll just kill all their families with drones.
Right.
And then they'll
when
be
they
real
come
sad.
Out to cry,
they'll be real
then we'll
sad.
We'll shoot them. Yeah. We'll treat them like gophers from fucking Caddyshack.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Just straight from Right Wing Watch. EMP attack, economic collapse await U.S. absent a great awakening, warns Rodney Howard Brown.
How am I going to have a great awakening? My alarm clock's fucked up from the EMP attack.
Doesn't make any sense. You got to get one of those old-timey ones.
Oh, yeah, like the cranky ones?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right, with the bells on the top. Yeah, it looked like a couple of titties.
I know.
It's
good stuff.
That's the one I had as a young man. I still think about that alarm clock sometimes when it's late and I'm lonely.
Fiddling that little area up there on top where the bell attaches.
The little nipple on
little
top.
Little nubule. All right. This is Rodney Howard Brown.
If we don't have a great awakening, people are going to have a rude awakening.
How? So hold on a second. How clever do you think he was when he wrote that?
That's pretty clever, though.
Right?
It's pretty clever because it says awakening twice.
You know that when he wrote that, he's like, honey, look at this line. Oh, hell yeah, you're going to love this one. Babe, come over. Come over. Come over. Come up. Come over. Okay. I'll get you later.
Yeah.
Because let me paint just two scenarios, which are not far-fetched. The number one, a total collapse of the United States dollar. That means Monday morning, you wake up.
Wait, why?
Yeah, like,
wait, why?
Why would that happen?
Let me paint a scenario. It's not far-fetched. Everybody turns into an elephant on Thursday. And then the following things, and then your pants will not fit. And then we have to deal with this pants situation. Well, like, how did we all turn to elephants? That's like literally the elephant in the room here. You have to explain how this happened.
Well, I mean, I think we can get there if we start talking about, you know, like the deep state, Tom.
Oh, my God.
I think that we can get there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to beat myself.
The result will be that there'll be no food in the store within 12 hours. And there'll be riots.
And there'll be fires, evidently.
They just switched over to a picture of a fire. So, like, there's no food. You're like, I don't know. Let's eat fire.
Yeah, if there's a total collapse of the dollar and people stop doing things, yeah, it'd be fucking perfect pandemonium. But again, it's like that. You might as well just be like, imagine this. There's a zombie virus.
Yeah,
you know, like it's the same thing.
How did it happen? Yeah. Like you can't start with the consequence. It's so funny because he starts with a consequence and then moves forward with additional consequences,
more consequences.
Like, all right,
in the streets, we'll go to martial law. I've been inside the Congress. I've spoken to high level.
On a tour. You were probably on a fucking tour.
Inside the Congress.
I've been inside the Congress. Like,
I've
in
been
the
inside
building?
The Congress. Oh, no. He's talking about certain congressmen. He's been inside of them. You know what I mean? Like, I've been inside the Congress. And I guess if you do one from each house, then you've been inside the whole thing.
That's a representative.
He really is working for me.
There's people on the finance committee, and they've confirmed what I'm saying, so I'm not making this up. That's how close we are to total catastrophe in our nation. Or
wait, hold on though. Aren't we talking about like how amazing Trump's economy has been? Like, isn't that been their talking points forever?
Okay, yeah.
So far for like the last 2 years, like even right. even like a month into his presidency, when they're just like, he's the greatest president ever. Look at these gains, bro.
Yeah, but did you see what he tweeted the other day? He said, if I get impeached, yeah. everyone's going to be poor because the economy is going to collapse.
Everybody's going to be poor. Yeah.
So maybe that's
where we're all sucking off the teat of Trump.
Of government. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
An EMP attack on America.
Wait, where'd this come from?
He said it out loud. Where'd and so EMP now it happened. Attack happened. It's the same thing that happened. Why'd the dollar collapse?
Because it got EMP'd.
Knocks out our electrical grid. Do you know what the cities will do if there's no electricity? High-rise buildings can't even go up and down the elevator. People die in hospitals. You can't even imagine the scenarios.
It'd be like Puerto Rico. Yeah. All we have to do imagine Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Just imagine what it's like to be out in Puerto Rico for the, what, 5 months or whatever? More than that. It was longer than that before they had, a year.
Yeah, but there's places it's been a year. There's places that still do not have electricity.
They announced the other day that, like, the entire island.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they announced it recently.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like the entire island.
Because that was recent. Yeah, September to August.
Very recent. Yeah, very recent.
Fucking crazy.
Turn their back on God. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. People have forgot God. People have forgot the reason that this country is so great.
I'm just glad that nobody ever talks about religion.
I know. Could you imagine living in a country where they do that all the time, Tom?
That would be terrible.
That would be gross.
It'd be weird if like every single candidate for major office highlighted their religiosity as part of their qualifications. That would be awkward.
It would be really much worse, I think, if a president came in and then removed sort of the teeth and or the amendment that says that, you know, religious people that run a religious organization that get nonprofit status can sort of endorse candidates and become part of it.
Yeah, that would be weird if that had just recently happened.
That would be crazy if something
like
that happened.
Or if like there was a pending Supreme Court nominee who held deep religious views.
How horrible
that influenced his decision making. Man,
jeez.
It's just like,
it's like, we should be lucky. They're right. We should feel lucky that they never mention religion here in the United States.
When you read Romans chapter 1, the Bible says when a culture starts to decline, there's an obsession with sexual perversion. And then it says they forever invent.
Let me tell you something, buddy. There's been an obsession with sexual perversion since people have been putting their dick in things. The idea that like somehow we look at the Victorian times or whatever that were supposed to be like really uptight, right? Everybody was like, you know, you can't even look at an ankle and everybody's like fucking up to the neck, from the neck to the shoe and all the way down to the wrist. You can't ever see anything. And it was like this really sort of, that's what the vision that we have of that. You don't think people were fucking like rabbits? Like, you don't think there was adultery and sexual perversion and whatever?
I don't even know what sexual perversion
I don't know what
means.
It means either. As long as there's two consenting people, there's no such thing as sexual perversion.
Right.
Like you fucking, if you're fisting me with the horns and I'm okay with it, then great.
There's no such thing. Is just a stranger being judgy about what other people
do
in the bedroom.
That's exactly
There's
it.
No
it's
such
just someone
thing
saying,
sexual perversion.
Hey, you know? Yeah, like if you want to, if like you're a cutter and your person you're with is a cutter and you guys are like, hey, I want to cut you up and you cut me up and we fucking slither around all bloody and fuck and you want to do that, good for you.
Yeah.
Look, congratulations. Make sure you're safe. I don't care.
Right. And like, violent, illegal, immoral sex acts are not perversions.
No, they're just...
They're not perversions. They are abuses.
Yeah.
There's like, there is a way to draw a distinction. The distinction's the easiest to say, but he like flashes here to the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
Like
where there's like two happy people walking by in rainbow
colors.
They're
waving and smiling.
They're just smiling. They're like, hey, thanks for not paying attention to us when we fuck. Cool. I never wanted to do that anyway. Ding, 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 ding.
It's so perverse when that guy was happy and you're that other dude.
I just want to take these guys, grab them and shake them and be like, never think of me having sex. Just do me that favor, dude. Don't ever think of me having sex because I'll never think of you having sex. So can't we just have a fucking gentleman's agreement here?
New ways of sinning, which with the transgender issues going on, that's what you see. It's like there'll never be a stop where the devil thinks it's too wicked. You'll just keep seeing new ways to destroy a culture. And so Satan knows if he can jerk with the structure of the family.
Hey now. Wait.
And father and mother and children, and can mess that up, you can take a whole nation out. So that's why there's such a focus on messing the home up.
First of all, you have to see what's behind all of these things that are coming at us, whether it be the rise of Islam, terrorism, and you have to see what's behind these things. It's not just a grassroots thing that just arrived.
Look, what's behind it is gay sex, guys.
I thought we established that a minute ago.
That's Islam, guys. That's gay sex personified. Don't you know anything about Islam?
It's exclusively gay sex drip.
That's all it is.
As out of nowhere, Al-Qaeda was funded and was...
By gay people.
George Soros and the gays.
Gay people,
yeah.
Set up right out of America. So was ISIS. We're dealing with issues within our own government concerning things.
What? Like, what does that have to do with gay people?
ISIS was funded... ISIS was self-funded by taking over territory and selling oil. Like, what the fuck? Like, and Al-Qaeda... The rise of Al-Qaeda and ISIS really happened as partially as a result of the power vacuum when we went fucked shit up. And if you guys remember, that was your fucking jerk off super Christian hero, George W., who was responsible
who created that power vacuum.
Yeah. Which, based on a fake war, a war that never should have happened.
And, you know, like, look, I don't know that I'm pro Saddam Hussein here, but I you recognize that he was the person who was keeping a lot of that area in check.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, horribly, with the, you know, gassing people. And
the man was a monster, but like, let's be blunt. The world is full of monstrous dictators that are horrible to their people.
Yeah.
And we don't depose them violently through the military.
Yeah.
And we don't, I'm trying to think of like the last time we did that, where there wasn't oil. Where we did it just because they were bad guys.
Right.
Things like Benghazi and military weapons that just disappeared, and even nuclear weapons that disappeared. Nobody knows where it is. And I mean, the corruption is at the highest level. Because here's the thing. The banking cartels only make money when people are at war.
What you see happening right now is what Jesus said you'd see happen. He said wickedness will abound, that there'll be an increase of sin like you've never seen before. And that prophetically, that's what's going to happen right up until the coming of the Lord.
When people don't know what God's word says, then they're just going to go further into bondage, into slavery, into sin.
Get a safe word.
As long as it's a religious safe word, I think it's
that's what it is. Sin is slavery. The wages of sin is death.
The First Amendment covers five things. It's not just freedom of speech. It's even the ability to go to the government and argue with them over what they're doing. That's in the First Amendment. But if you take away the Second Amendment, which was the right of the people to bear arms, is not to protect your house from a break-in. It's to protect yourself from a tyrannical government. Every country that has disarmed their citizens has headed for tyranny. Mao took the guns.
I mean, gosh, Australia is the height of tyranny.
Oh, my God.
The height. The U.K., I feel lucky that we were able to get in and out of the U.K. when we visited.
When I go to QED, I'm just going to wear a series of concentric bulletproof vests.
What you need to do is you need to hire a pack of Dobermans to follow you around.
Oh, I've got them in my, I'm going to check them in my luggage.
Check them in. Yeah. Then put them in the overhead.
I'm going to have Eli bring his
as long as you're flying United,
plug.
Put him in the overhead bin.
Fidel Castro took the guns. Chavez took the guns. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. So what's
Stalin took the guns, and then he gave him one person got a gun and another person got the bullets back. And then they thunderdomed.
Stopping the New World Order agenda. The American people have a Second Amendment. So I tell every American, arm yourself, learn how to shoot a gnat off a camel's behind, because this is the only thing that's going to protect our rights as citizenry.
Absolutely. Like, I can't wait to use my shotgun against F-16s. I'm going to be knocking them out of the air, Tom, be hip-shotting those things.
I'm going to just yell, pull.
Boom, boom, boom.
I was watching.
Awesome.
I remember during Gulf War 9 or whichever one. I don't remember which one we're on now.
Whichever one it was.
But is it still the same one if it just never ends? I can't remember. But there was a video I was watching, and it was like from an attack helicopter. And they had thermal image cameras. And they had sighted this group of people.
I remember seeing this.
And they had sighted this group of people.
They fuck them up.
Using thermal imagery, and they launched Hellfire missiles. at this group of people that were hiding in the bushes and whatever. And they had, and they launched these missiles at him. And then, you know, I looked at some of the information, like those missiles were launched from over a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't even know that they're there. You can't even hear the helicopter necessarily. It's just the missile is there and you're not anymore. And that's how war is now.
You ever see the thermal imaging where they shoot the gun, the burp gun at these people? So they see a group of people around, and I think that they found out later that they weren't actually terrorists or something. I don't know if this is the case. I vaguely remember this, but anyway, there was a thermal imaging of these people and they're out over around this area. And then I guess they hear the plane or whatever. They hear the helicopter. I'm not sure if it's a plane or a helicopter. I can't remember, but it's thermal imaging. And so they start to scatter. They start to run into the bushes. Well,
it doesn't matter.
Run as far into the bushes as you want, unless you're underground.
Right.
You're not going to be able to get away from it. And so this, you just hear this gun go off. The guy's like, go with the guy on the left, And he's like, and it's just, I mean, it's like the guy went through a meat slicer. Yeah. You just see him immediately. You see the heat from the bullets and you just see him just go cook and just fought. He is as dead as you can be instantaneously.
But what if you had a shotgun?
There's no way.
What if you had an AR-15?
Yeah. What if you had the biggest gun in Ted Nugent's collection?
Right.
What would it matter?
Yeah, I know.
Not at all. Right. It wouldn't matter at all. It doesn't like
doesn't
the idea.
Spit.
So, and you know, like, this idea that we're somehow keeping the tyrannical government at bay with the toys they let us have. Yep. I mean, those toys are dangerous. Those toys can murder dozens of people pretty
easily. Dozens of unarmed people.
Dozens of unarmed people.
Yeah.
They can murder. I mean, look at Las Vegas. You can, you know, with a bump stock and a couple of semi-automatic rifles, you can really run some havoc for a few minutes, for several minutes. But the SWAT team's going to show up, and I don't care how many bump stocks you have, and I don't care how well you barricaded your door, and I don't care where you're hiding. They're going to get in.
Well, they only have done that every single time.
They're going to get in.
So they have 100% track record.
They're going to get in.
Or they'll send a robo-bomb. Yeah,
they'll just fucking blow you
Remember
up.
Remember that guy in the parking garage?
Explodinated.
They just
fucking boomed him.
They fucking boomed him. Yeah. Or whatever.
They fucked him up, man. They're just like, nope, sorry, bro. And they blew his shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this idea that somehow you're going to be able to like defend yourself.
It's a fantasy.
It's a
jerk off fantasy.
Fucking ridiculous. So we want to thank our patrons. Of course, we want to thank all our patrons. We want to thank our most recent patrons, Pat D, Pasquale, Dylan, Torin, Janet, Riff, Susan, David J, Jai and John, thanks so much for your generous donations. You guys are the reason Glory Hole Studios exists. We want to go through some email before we leave you. So we're going to play a couple calls to prayer. This one's from Casey.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu
Akbar. Oh, I've heard this one before.
Yeah.
Love The Incredibles. What a good movie. All right. This is called Godzilla from Mark.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
That brings back memories.
The end of it.
Excellent. We got one from Mike. This is another call to prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ram, I've never prayed to you before. I have no tongue for it. Grant me one request. Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
Oh, that's great. We got an image from Aaron, and it's an image of Air Force One, and it's very funny. We're going to post it on this week's show notes. Another call to prayer. This is from Sever? Severin?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah.
Nice. Nicely done. Here's a call to prayer from Jim.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
What? Isn't that what the fox says?
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's funny.
What a fucking goofy song that was. Okay, this one's from Will.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah.
In the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
It's the bagel place commercial.
Cause on the bagel, you can eat pizza at a time.
Pizza bagel bites. Bite-sized pizzas on wholesome little bagels.
Pizza during breakfast.
Somehow the most disrespectful.
That one is the worst one. That one's the one. Oh,
that's
my God.
So disrespectful.
It's a bagel bites. That's unbelievable, man. Holy shit. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's fucking outrageous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it so much. We got a message, and I can't say this person's name, but they said that they work for the Child Protective Services in a portion of Indiana. And they were saying, look, I work 12-hour days. I'm like a lawyer, and all I have is these kids' best interest at heart.
Right.
And this idea that Liz Crokin is going to say some shit that, like, that group is like trafficking children is the most repugnant shit that somebody could possibly say. And I agree wholeheartedly. It's absolutely just abhorrent. I still can't. I was thinking about it last week. I was like, I was just so hot over that.
It's awful.
It's just a shitty thing to do. This call to prayer is from Alan. Nice. Nicely done. So we got a donation. I didn't read it on Patreon because it came through on PayPal. It was a generous donation from Christopher. I just wanted to mention, Christopher, thanks so much for donating to the show. We got a message from Peabody Smokes Crayons. And Peabody says that they wound up doing some work for a Catholic school, like a Catholic, what seems like a Catholic, like, I guess, like a, I don't know if it's a high school or a Catholic school of some sort. And they wound up saying, like, you know, like, look, they feel really bad about that sort of thing, taking money from that organization. So they wound up getting a $100 membership to Freedom From Religion Foundation. I wouldn't feel terrible about that, mainly because I don't think that the Catholic Church is funding, or at least certainly not in its entirety funding that. A lot of the tuition dollars go to that sort of thing. And I don't feel like if you're, you know, if the tuition dollars are going for it, it's as bad as like the people who pay for the priests. What we were talking about last week specifically was those people like that are still keysters. And I know some of you still listen to this show, right? I know there's some people out there that are religious to listen to this show. If you're a keister and you're still giving money,
that's an impossible moral thing to sort of wrap my head around. I don't understand how you can sit in a pew in a church and take money out of your wallet and hand it over to these folks in that direct way.
Absolutely.
I don't understand.
And it's a tiny amount of your money that's going to supporting these priests, but it's still something. And so if you're somebody who is still Catholic, who still does go to church for obligation or whatever, you should really reconsider your giving practices because, you know, you are tacitly supporting child rape. We got a video from Aaron, and it's the bad lip reading with the White House press briefing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
It's very funny.
It's very funny.
Oh, my
God. We're going to post the link on this week's show notes. Should be really good.
Yeah. I'm lukewarm on the bad lip readings, but this one, I was laughing until tears were coming.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. This last week, and it's releasing today, if you're not a patron, it's releasing today. And we were on Sharon's show, Habeas Humor.
We were.
First show in a few months. So she's back from a move and some other changes in her life. And we were on it for a while. Have us on.
We were on it for a while, too. We were on for a goodly amount of time. So so check out her show. We'll put a link. I don't know if we'll put a link in this week's show notes, but look, just do a search for Habeas Humor. I'm sure you'll find us as the most recent episode joining her. And then also we'll put it on this next week's show notes. We're hoping to have a guest. We're going to probably be recording. We will have already recorded this when this releases. We're hopefully going to have a guest on for next time. And then we're also hopefully going to have a full patron show that we're recording this Sunday, specifically on Discord. So it'll be a live show that we record for patrons. And then we'll post that actual piece after it's over. We'll post it on Patreon. So there'll be a full patron only show that is, like we say, going live this weekend. So if you're a patron, you've already enjoyed. If you're considering becoming a patron, there's a little bit of a push. Maybe you'll get a free episode out of the deal. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.